If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
When we mentioned earlier that we were going to talk about the flip side, we started getting a lot of emails and texts about people's favorite record stores. Here's one, Bob. I used to work at Flipside. First crack at concert tickets was a huge plus. Plus, I enjoy Reckless Records on Milwaukee. Yeah, everybody had a favorite store. There's a new book out, The Flipside, Where Chicago Rocked, written by the guys who started The Flipside, Carl and Larry Rosenbaum, with Ken Chirilla, marketing director Jeff Schwartz, who joins us now to talk about The Flipside. Jeff, I guess we should start with how it all started for Carl and Larry.
Well, hi, Bob. Good morning. It started, they were doing other jobs. They had families, Carl and Larry, and they just didn't want to do their regular jobs anymore. So they sat down with a finance guy. They had enough money. They wanted to open up, you'll love this, Bob, they wanted to open up either a hot dog stand, a dry cleaners, or a record store. One of the three. Record store won the vote, and here it is, 40, 50 years later, talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, the first store opened in November of 68. Final store closed in 1995. 21 stores at its peak. And it was more than just a record store. It was a gathering place. Rock stars appeared there. You listened to your favorite new music there, met your friends. You picked up the weekly survey of the top 40. I don't know why we rooted for our favorite songs to move up the charts like we would get a piece of the action. But we did, didn't we, Jeff?
Really, I mean, it's unbelievable. I saw something yesterday online, and somebody posted a WLS Silver Dollar survey from 1967.
Yeah,
and the number one song was "Hello Goodbye," and by the Beatles. Number two was "Daydream Believer" by the Monkees, and number three was "The Cowsills."
People collected that. It was quite a variety of music, wasn't it?
Back then it was, but you know what? People that are my age, your age, the true baby boomers that started back then, the record stores were our life. Mm-hmm. We went there. Teenagers today don't know the thrill of going to a record store, hanging out, meeting people and everything. It was phenomenal. And obviously, I'm slighted towards Flipside. They were the best.
What made it so special? Why did Flipside become the store where musicians would sign autographs there, and eventually concert tickets were sold there? It was a Ticketron outlet. Is that what made it so special, the concert connection?
That made it the biggest. If you look at the cover of the book, Bob, I sent it to you, and if you have it in front of you.
Yes.
That is a Rolling Stones going on sale picture in front of the first Flipside store on Foster Avenue.
What a mob of people.
And they met the head of Ticketron. One thing led to another. They put it in there, and guess what? You didn't have to go buy concert tickets at Montgomery Ward in the appliance center section.
Yeah, right.
Remember, you had to go up there. You're going by old women's brassieres, and then there's washer and dryers. And now, can I have two tickets to the Rolling Stones? Carl and Larry Rosenbaum did something. Their aggressiveness, and we don't have time to go over it. This is the easiest book in the world to read. It's so fascinating, and it's the history that they made. When they got into the concert business, I do have to tell you, if Carl Rosenbaum is listening, he made me not talk about Debbie Boone. The biggest in-store they ever did was the Debbie Boone in Arlington Heights. You should have seen their security guys in the yellow jackets with all these little girls.
You know what?
Waiting to get in.
Landecker still has PTSD because he had to play "You Light Up My Life" so much at night.
Oh, my God. You know, it was Carl and Larry made the relationships. Everything was about, like it still is today, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They became close to the record promoters and the labels, et cetera, et cetera. And then once they got into the concert business, they became the place to go buy your tickets for concerts.
What was fascinating, and you mentioned it, they thought, well, we'll open up a hot dog stand. That might be fun in Chicago. And then somebody told them they could make money opening up a dry cleaning establishment. And then they decided on a record store. So it's not like these two guys from Chicago had a background in show business or anything.
No,
right?
They did not. No, they did not, and now they do. I mean, the times. Let me tell your audience this, Bob. This book brings back the fun to you. Record stores and concerts were fun back then. There was no grief. There was no 90,000 people, except for Soldier Field, the Super Bowl of Rock, which was maybe the most phenomenal. I don't know if you ever went to any of those shows, Bob, but they were the most phenomenal shows.
Mm-hmm.
90,000 people at Soldier Field seeing Pink Floyd in concert. If I can tell you, I'm up on one of the pillars with security at the Pink Floyd show. And the big, if you remember, they had a big giant pig that was on the cover of their Animals album.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at the far end zone and starts floating. All the lights are off. There's no phone lights for the audience. Going down, going above everybody, it gets to the stage, blows up, and there's Pink Floyd on stage. One of the most phenomenal moments I've ever had. And I went to a lot of concerts, and I'm still not brain dead, which is amazing.
Carl and Larry Rosenbaum, the guys who started The Flip Side with Ken Cherula, they have this great book, The Flip Side, Where Chicago Rocked. And in addition to selling records, as you mentioned, Jeff, they were promoting concerts, Super Bowl of Rock, Rolling Stones, Who. We'll talk more about all that momentarily. And a lot of people are suggesting that we mention their favorite record stores. You'll love this, Jeff. Somebody just texted Bob. Tempo in Oak Lawn was my favorite. They sold bongs there too. Yeah, there was a lot of merchandise.
You know what? It's interesting you said that. If I got 30 seconds, so in the book, Flipside took it all the way to the Supreme Court, a lawsuit, because they were selling drug paraphernalia and they were ordered not to.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the law, and they lost, obviously, but they took their drug paraphernalia and they were told to stop selling it.
More on the record stores around Chicago, especially the Flip Side, coming up momentarily at...
Get yourself together with One Stop, 3314 West Foster Avenue in Chicago, Flipside. Stereo albums for $3.19, stereo 8-track tapes for $5.50, mono albums for $1, and 69 cents for top 40 and 45. Plus tickets for all the major events with Ticketron, the electronic ticket office, for top performances with Kinetic Aragon Triangle Productions, Summer of Stars, Northbrook Sports Complex, and plus many others. All these include mugs, montage, stationery, and everything you can imagine in the way of gifts. A touch of Old Town and Downtown are at Flipside, 3314 West Foster Avenue in Chicago. The Flipside, where One Stop covers all your entertainment needs, from albums to tapes, gifts, tickets for the top show. Pick up what's new in rock. The Doors, Jeff Beck, Hendrix, Blind Faith, Three Dog Night, Led Zeppelin. Can you imagine one store having all these things for you? Well, Flipside does. At 3314 West Foster Avenue in Chicago, the greatest little record shop with the big service and selection.
Yeah, pretty good prices there. The Flip Side, that was a reminder that Jeff Schwartz, the Flip Side commercials, took on kind of a role where the Flip Side was actually a personality in and of itself, wasn't it?
Right. You know, the back of the book shows me as a character we created called Mr. Cheap. You know, everybody have the same prices. Cars usually have the same prices. Donut shops have the same price. But, you know, it's all about, you know, people believe what they're told sometimes. And we created a character that our records have holes in them just like theirs do, but ours are cheaper.
The book is
and that's what it is. If I could say one thing, Bob, people are getting ready to go on Christmas break, go visit people, et cetera, et cetera. This book can be read probably in full, maybe no longer if you're a Talbot reader, no more than 2 hours. It is phenomenal. The memories, the record store emotion, the concert emotions that we did, and how many things can you read? And inside this book, there's a story about the FBI. There's a story about the Department of Justice. There's a story about the Mafia, and no, it's not The Sopranos. I mean, it's phenomenal, all the intrigue. I should have made it a movie for them.
Maybe it will be someday. It's a fun read, The Flip Side, Where Chicago Rocked, written by Carl and Larry Rosenbaum, the Chicago guys who started The Flip Side. Ken Cirilla helped out on the book. We're talking with Jeff Schwartz, who's doing some of the marketing for the book. Flip Side, 21 stores at its peak and 39 locations. They closed in 95 after starting all this in 1968. And you should see these texts. Please mention Wax Trax. Hey, Bob, the store we loved was The Swollen Head, House of Music on 79th and Halstead and 78th and Ashland. Everybody had their favorite. It was kind of like the neighborhood hot dog stand. You also had your favorite record store, didn't you, Jeff?
Right. I remember one time there was a record store on Sheridan Road on the north side, and we used to go to it. It was open to midnight every night, and we used to go there to listen to new music, hang out, you know, be not intoxicated, but the stuff that's legal now. And we go there, and I hear an album. I go up to the person on the counter. What the heck is that? The guy says, brand new guy from London. You got to buy this. He's called Ted Zeppelin.
Ted Zeppelin?
Ted Zeppelin. Do you remember him, Bob?
That's
a phenomenal
funny
artist. And then he had a birth of a whole band. I mean, it was a life like no other. The young people today, the way they get their music, they're missing some of the greatest moments we had back then. Where are you going? To the record store. Everybody. To Wax Trax. To Hegwisch. You know, Flipside was a leader more than anybody for one reason. When I first met Carl and Larry, I was on the radio side, as you know and alluded to, and some of the people who know my name and know my voice. I convinced Carl and Larry about doing the merchandising. And the great thing about Carl and Larry, they had the vision to let me run wild and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go anywhere without hearing Flipside and The Loop, Flipside and WDAI, Flipside and WMET.
Right.
It just worked, and we made it. We threw, I bet you, no chain advertised in print and on the radio more than Flipside did for all those rock and roll years we had.
Yeah, and at the time Flipside started, Rose Records was open, but only downtown, so Flipside really took over. I still miss the smell of the record store, and I got to find my old Flipside T-shirt. Jeff, where can people get?
The one thing, and they talk about one of the biggest heart attacks the industry had, but I can only relate to what Carl and Larry and the Flipside employees had to deal with, switching from LPs to CDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had to redo the entire stores, and Larry Rosenbaum was the carpenter for Flipside. Carl was a lot like me. We had 10 thumbs. Larry had 10 fingers, and he could do all the rebuild and everything. But that was, people don't realize how it just changed the life. And then when the Best Buys of the world came in, that was the true end of the real record stores. I admire and I love the record stores that still exist today.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there. I recommend to anybody, go into any old record store that's still in business selling old albums. Talk to the guys behind the counter. It's a phenomenal time travel. That's why classic rock is so big today. That's what we sold back then.
Hey, go to the Southside Beverly Records. It's like a museum in there. Where can people get the Flipside book, Jeff?
Oh, I think they could go online, and I have been told they go online and they order it on wherechicagorocked.com. chicagorock.com, all one word, wearchicagorock.com. It's only $20, and it's on Eckhart's Press, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank, you know, the boys at Eckhart's. But the bottom line is, I've been promised if you order it today, you'll get it in time as a Christmas gift. And it makes a brilliant Christmas gift to anybody that wants to relive a great moment in time. It's sort of like, remember, what was that movie with, what's her name, Hudson?
Famous.
Exactly.
The flip side.
We were the first ones at Celebration Flipside, their concert promotion, that did closed circuit television for a concert.
To be
today it would be called streaming.
To be continued. Get the book, The Flip Side, Where Chicago Rock. Jeff Schwartz, thank you.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Glad tidings. Rock.